and it's time for some business news. On Fridays, we look at your money, and we're going to be talking about the money you may give to charity today. December donors might be moved by the spirit of the season, the spirit of giving, or the promise of a tax deduction. However it is, watchdog groups say that you should do a little detective work to make sure that you get your charitable money's worth. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Yeah, you have a Merry Christmas?
From Salvation Army kettles outside the supermarket to glossy pamphlets in the mailbox, this is the season when many charities have their hands out. The BBBY's Giving Alliance helps evaluate charities for their management and fundraising tactics. Chief Operating Officer Bennett Weiner says with more than a million tax-exempt charities recognized by the government, would-be donors have a lot to choose from.
If you want to make sure that your contribution is going to be going to a charity as well managed, you'd need to take the effort to find out more about the groups you can give with confidence.
The Alliance website, give.org, provides reports on hundreds of national charities. It recommends that at least 65 cents of every dollar raised be used for charitable programs, as opposed to overhead or fundraising. Weiner says his group also measures charities in other ways, such as how well they protect donors' privacy, and whether they periodically review their programs to see if they're actually working.
If you only consider finances and nothing else, you run the risk of making the wrong decision as well. You need more facts than just the numbers to find out if a charity is well managed.
Carolyn Blaschek planted the seeds of her charity on the day the Iraq War started last year. The California woman had no direct ties to service people, but she sent four care packages overseas. This year, Blaschek's group, Operation Gratitude, will send some 25,000 care packages to service people in time for Christmas.
All of us are volunteers. The business end of things is run out of my house, so there's no charge for that. So really everything that comes into the organization goes straight into providing the packages.
Blaschek says the $10 to $20 it costs to mail each package is covered by contributions. The contents, snack food, T-shirts, CDs, and games, are all donated. And each package also contains personal letters, many of them written by children. Blaschek's now getting waves of thank you notes from service people whose packages have arrived.
The themes are how much this helps build morale, particularly at this time of year. To know that people at home really are thinking about them and still care about them really helps them get through this time.
Operation Gratitude is one of a number of charities that provide aid to service people and their families. Many of the groups are listed on the military website americasupportsyou.mil. There are also a number of charities providing humanitarian aid to the people of Iraq and surrounding countries. The American Institute of Philanthropy's website lists 19 of the most reputable of these, including the American Red Cross, the American Refugee Committee, and Lutheran World Relief. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
For more information on these charities and charity reviewers, go to our website, npr.org.